Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. We Need to Tax Billionaires is a non-fiction economics and public policy book by Gabriel Zucman, a leading scholar of tax havens, wealth concentration, and international tax avoidance. The book argues that modern tax systems allow the ultra-rich to pay far less than ordinary workers, not because of isolated abuse, but because of structural features built into law, finance, and cross-border mobility. Its purpose is not only to diagnose inequality at the top, but to present a practical response, a minimum annual tax on very large fortunes, backed by stronger transparency and international coordination. Written for readers interested in taxation, inequality, and democratic fairness, the book combines policy argument with accessible explanation. It stands in the tradition of reform-oriented economic nonfiction, but its focus is unusually specific: how billionaire wealth is shielded, how tax systems fail to capture it, and what kind of institutional changes could make enforcement realistic. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why billionaire fortunes often face lower effective tax rates than labor income. The book begins from a striking asymmetry in modern tax systems. Wages are taxed through straightforward payroll and income rules, while billionaire wealth is often structured so that taxable income appears much smaller than actual economic power. Zucman explains that the richest households frequently receive returns through ownership stakes, capital gains, retained earnings, and corporate structures rather than ordinary salary, which makes their effective tax burden much lighter. This is not presented as a moral accident, but as a predictable result of how tax bases were designed for an earlier economy. The core analytical move is to show that the problem is not simply tax evasion by individuals, but a legal and institutional setup that advantages wealth holders. That distinction matters because it shifts the solution from better compliance alone to tax reform itself. By framing the issue in terms of effective rates and wealth-based income streams, the book makes inequality measurable in fiscal terms rather than abstract political language. Secondly, the 2% minimum wealth tax is the book's central policy proposal. A defining feature of the book is its concrete proposal for a 2% minimum annual tax on wealth above a very high threshold, often described as a tax on centimillionaires and billionaires. Zucman presents this not as a symbolic gesture, but as a mechanism for ensuring that extreme fortunes contribute something every year, regardless of how they are legally packaged. The logic is straightforward. If income taxes can be avoided by controlling when and how income is realized, a minimum tax on wealth creates a floor that cannot be reduced to near zero through accounting strategies. The proposal is politically important because it tries to combine ambition with implementability. It does not rely on abolishing markets or confiscating assets. Instead, it seeks to correct a blind spot in existing systems. The book's contribution lies in translating a broad demand for fairness into a specific rule that policymakers can debate, quantify, and administer. That makes the argument more operational than many inequality books, which stop at diagnosis. Thirdly, tax havens, corporate structures, and the engineering of low taxation. Another major theme is the machinery that helps large fortunes escape taxation. Zucman draws on his long-standing research on tax havens to show how legal entities, offshore accounts, shell companies, and cross-border ownership arrangements make wealth difficult to trace and assess. The book treats these techniques as part of a broader architecture of avoidance rather than as isolated loopholes. That distinction is important because it explains why ordinary anti-fraud enforcement is often insufficient. If wealth can be moved, layered, or held through interlocking companies, tax authorities need information sharing and valuation tools, not just audits. The book, therefore, links billionaires' low tax bills to the international financial system itself. In practical terms, it argues that taxing extreme wealth requires more transparency about ownership and assets, including stronger reporting rules and possibly a global asset registry. This makes the book as much about the infrastructure of financial secrecy as about rates or brackets. Fourthly, why the argument is framed as a democratic issue, not only an economic one, the book does not treat taxation as a narrow budget issue. Instead, it argues that extreme wealth can distort democracy by concentrating influence over legislation, media, lobbying, and public debate. Once fortunes become large enough to shield themselves from taxation while shaping the rules that govern everyone else, inequality becomes self-reinforcing. Zucman's point is that tax privilege at the top is not simply unfair in a distributive sense, it undermines equal citizenship. This democratic framing helps explain why the book is likely to resonate beyond economics departments. It positions tax policy as part of the institutional balance between private wealth and public authority. The argument also helps connect fiscal reform to public services. Since the revenue lost to avoidance and under-taxation weakens the state's capacity to invest in health, education, infrastructure, and other collective goods. In this way, The book links the abstract idea of fairness to concrete civic consequences, making the policy case broader than a simple revenue maximization argument. Lastly, implementation, enforcement, and the challenge of coordinating across borders, a key strength of the book is that it does not stop at principle. It also asks how a wealth tax could actually work. Zucman emphasizes that enforcement would require international cooperation because very wealthy individuals can move assets or residents across jurisdictions if only one country might act alone. The book therefore stresses multilateral coordination, automatic exchange of financial information, and stronger data on ownership and asset values. This is where the proposal becomes technically demanding, since valuation of private businesses, art, real estate, and financial instruments is much more complex than taxing wages. The book acknowledges those difficulties, but argues they are manageable if governments treat transparency as a shared administrative project. Its practical value lies in showing that tax design, data infrastructure, and cross-border policy are inseparable. Rather than assuming perfect compliance, it asks what institutions are necessary to make compliance possible. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who want to understand not just the politics of taxing billionaires, but the administrative conditions under which such a tax could be enforced. In conclusion, this book should be read by policymakers, economists, journalists, students of political economy, and general readers who want a serious explanation of why billionaire taxation has become such a major public debate. It is especially useful for readers who want more than slogans, because it connects the moral case for taxing extreme wealth to specific administrative and legal mechanisms. The practical benefit of the book is that it clarifies how wealth is hidden, why ordinary income taxes miss so much of the very rich's economic power, and what reforms would be needed to make a minimum wealth tax credible. Intellectually, it stands out because it is unusually direct about implementation. Many books about inequality diagnose the problem well, but avoid the machinery of enforcement. This one makes tax administration, transparency, and international cooperation central to the argument. Compared with broader books on capitalism or inequality, it is narrower in scope but sharper in policy focus. That specificity is what gives it force. It is not a general critique of wealth, but a structured proposal for changing how the richest individuals are taxed. If you would like to support Gabriel Zucman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.